This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
And hallelujah, we say amen. Thank you, Lord God. Today, we want to conclude this three-part series, again, of knowing your enemy, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And I pray indeed that you have been as blessed in receiving this word from the Lord as I have been in both receiving it from him and having it pour out through me unto you. Amen. And briefly, we identify that the world of which we spake as being the pursuits and interest of this life, the present existence and its interest. We identified it as the section of mankind engrossed in the concerns or pleasures of this present life, and as a result, often hold to constitute the ungodly part of mankind. We learned that as Christians, we have a different value system, a different point of view or philosophy of life than the world, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We also learned that Christ Jesus has overcome the world. Amen. John 16:33. And that our faith in him allows us to overcome the world. 1 John 5:1-5. Last time we discovered that the flesh speaks of our desire for sensual gratification, carnal weakness. It speaks of our tendency to seek fleeting or momentary physical pleasure. That the idea of the flesh gets to a more personal level. Yeah. And we talked about the conflict between the old nature and that of our new man or our spiritual man, our spirit man. Romans 7:15-25. We highlighted some points in Romans 8:1-13. And then we looked at the keys to victory over the flesh and its lust found in Galatians 5:16-26. Now, today we would like to expose the hand of the third enemy in our series, the prince of this world, that old serpent, the devil. Which leads us to our text in 1 Peter 5:8-9. 1 Peter 5:8-9. We find these words. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. Now, as a rule, I neither fear nor am I fascinated by Satan. Neither am I ignorant of his devices. However, I do respect him in that he is a created host of God, Most High. Amen. He's endued at one time, at least, with special authority and ranking among the angelic hosts. And if I may note here on the sidebar, because God, the Most High God, our Father, gives gifts or abilities without repentance, there is still an element of authority and an element of ranking with Satan, a.k.a. Lucifer, even until this day. And we would be wise to recognize that and to follow the example of Zechariah 3:2 and Jude verse 9 and simply say, the Lord rebuke thee. No need for a railing accusation or a lot of name calling. That only brings you to his level. And you cannot win fighting the devil at his level. Amen. That's what he always tries to do. It's one of his modus operandi, if you will, is to bring us down to his level. Because once he gets us to his level and on his territory, we will not win. He has the authority and he has the dominion. He has the power. Amen. He has authority. Amen. In his realm. Amen. He is given that authority by God. He walks in that authority. He exercises that authority. And when you allow yourself to be drawn down to his level at that point of authority, don't expect to win. Amen. You have to, the only way you, well, hallelujah, praise God. We'll get to it to talk about how to win, but be mindful of that. Amen. And so that was the wisdom that Michael and the others had when they confronted the devil, is just to rebuke him by the highest authority, amen, in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. So another thing that I would offer to you, at least me, if I may offer as an ensample unto you, another thing is that I don't chase after the devil. Yeah, amen. God has not called me, nor can you show me scripturally where he has called any Christian to be a devil chaser. Yeah, that is not the work of ministry. Now, if Satan is attempting, let's get it straight. Don't want to get it twisted. Now, if Satan is attempting to hinder you or me from the assignment that God has given us, then you have authority to command him to get the hints or to get out of the way or to step aside in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Amen. If there is a soul, for example, bound by or being held captive by Satan or any of his demons, and that soul is crying to be free, then you, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, have authority to cast them out. Amen. But to just go chasing after him, Amen. Believe me, if you are truly about the Father's business of winning souls and making them disciples of Jesus Christ, you will find, my brothers and sisters, him and his children more often than you would ever care to. Yeah. For dealing with him and his kind is dark and is depressing. And it quite frankly, it serves to be quite discouraging at times. He rears his ugly head often when you at least expect it, and through people and circumstance that you seldom expect. Amen. Anyway, as we said, Satan is a created being, an angel, a fallen angel, a dark angel. Amen. Isaiah 14:15, 2 Peter 2 and 4, Jude 6 verse, Luke 10 and 18. He was once called Lucifer, meaning day star. His created unfallen state is described in Ezekiel 28:12-15. His fallen state is described in Isaiah 14th chapter, the 12th through the 15th verse. Amen. Let's just stop for a minute and just look at that. Let me expound that, read that into your hearing in case you're riding alone or driving or not able to get right in the word right now. His unfallen state described in Ezekiel 28:12-15, you'll find these words. Well, let's begin at verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is Ezekiel talking, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy timbrels, or thy timbres, thy timbrels, and of thy flutes, was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. You see there that he is a created host. Verse 14. Amen. Thou art the anointed. Listen what he's saying. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou was upon thy holy mountain of God. Was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Oh, what a description. Amen. What a picture we see in that description of Lucifer in his unfallen state. And then Isaiah, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. The 14th chapter, the 12th verse, we find these words. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, who didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. O Lord, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. O Lord. Amen. Now, Satan, he opposes God. Zechariah 3:1, Daniel 10:12, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. He is the embodiment of all that is evil, unrighteous, and unholy. He is the tempter and accuser of the brethren. He is the enemy of God and all that he has, that is God, that God has created and made, especially mankind. He, Lucifer, the devil, is the prince or God, small g, of this world system, the prince of demons. But perhaps the most important thing for you to know is found in John, the 8th chapter, in the 41st verse that our Lord speaks concerning him. John 8:44, our Lord says, you, speaking to these men there in this discussion, he says, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. Hallelujah. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, here our Lord brings this thing to light, amen, concerning this matter of the children of God and that of the children of the devil. You see, you have to be careful when you how you come stepping to Jesus, amen. And so here in this text in John, the 8th chapter, we find an awesome dialogue going here between our Lord and the Pharisees. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in beginning in verse 12, John 8:12, we see a powerful dialogue that's gone on between the Lord and these Pharisees. And just briefly in verse 38, The Lord says, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. See, now he's setting them up, see, because they thinking he's talking about Abraham, their father. But no, he's taking this thing all the way back to the root of this issue. Amen. Because listen, they answered in verse 39 and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto him, No. If your father were Abraham, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Abraham didn't do this. Amen. You do the deeds of your father. He keeps bringing them back to that. Oh, he's coming at them hard. Then said they to him, we are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said, no. And the Lord is bringing them back to that truth. Amen. If God were your father, you would love me. Come on, somebody. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. And see, that's the judgment of God upon the flesh. As we talk about the flesh and the world system. The world, men love darkness rather than light. Hallelujah. And then the fleshly, carnal existence of our being in all that we are, amen, we cannot please God. Neither do we desire to please God in the flesh and in this world system. Everything in this world system is that which it was concerning Lucifer. Is I, me. And what can you do? What have you done for me lately? Amen. How can I get over? What can you do to please me? Everything is I, me. And the Lord came and turned that thing around. He said, I speak of that which I've seen in my father. The Lord said, I do nothing of my own. Amen. I say nothing of my own, but what I hear and what I'm commanded to do of the Father. Hallelujah. And that is in direct contrast with the devil, because the devil, amen, and you need to know that there are children of the devil out there, amen, just as it is children of God. They are straight from the devil, amen. The devil owns them. They are born of the devil, amen. They are in the devil. They love the devil. They are bound by the devil. They walk in accordance with the devil and in the likeness of the devil, amen. That's why they love darkness rather than light, amen. You need to understand that. See, the world says, the world system basically says that we're all born good and we all basically are inherited, have good in us. But no. The kingdom of God and the truth of God and the mystery of God, David pinpointed it. He said, I was born in iniquity. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Hallelujah. And so Jesus says in John 8:44, he brought this thing right down where the rubber meets the road. He said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Amen. Whatever the devil desires to do in his children, amen. And believe me, our state in sin, when we fell in sin, we all fell into the marketplace of sin and of the devil and death and hell. Amen. And we were all captive. Amen. And bound in that marketplace and in that situation, in that place, in the authority of the world system and of the world and of the flesh and of the devil. Amen. Until Jesus came along and set the captive free. And broke free all of us that were bound and offered the free gift of salvation, of deliverance from the lust of the Father, amen, and the devil, amen, this day. He was a murderer from the beginning, What do we mean when we're talking about from the beginning? May I offer to you from the beginning of time? Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. In the beginning of what? And may I offer to you? In the beginning of time. Amen. Because God is eternal. There is no time with God. God always was and always is and always shall be. Time is of no a boundary, of no importance, of no restriction unto God. God is eternal. Amen. Amen. The Godhead is eternal. Amen. The host of heaven, amen, are eternal. God dwells in eternity. So I offer to you, when the Bible speaks of this matter of the beginning, it is specifically is speaking of in reference the beginning of time. Amen. So in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. It's not saying that that was the time when Christ or the Word of God came on the scene or when he came into existence. No, he is from eternity as well. Amen. It's just a reference point. Is that time set time is what set this thing in beginning. Amen. If you remember that Jesus said, I saw Lucifer, I saw the devil fall as lightning from heaven. Well, where did he fall? He fell in Genesis, I offer to you 1:1, because the earth was created, amen, by God. You look at the universe, you look to see that there are a multitude an innumerable host of stars and of planets in this system, and Lucifer, the day star, was within the presence of God in his created form, and is created created to worship God. Hallelujah! Created the host of the angelic host that worship God continually, the cherubim and the seraphim. He was an anointed cherub. Amen. That is one of the highest ranks of angels. Amen. The cherubim and seraphim are the highest in the celestial hierarchy of angels. Lucifer was chief in that rank. Amen. And he was created, hallelujah, to worship God. The stones and all of those things that we read about, the gold and the barrel and all those things reflected the glory of God. The pipes were created in him to worship God and musically, hallelujah, to offer worship to God. Amen. And so when he fell, when he got cast out, he fell from the third heaven through the second heaven, and he landed on earth. And when he hit earth, now science would tell you, man would tell you, because man can't see things by faith, they can only see by sight. They say that a big meteor hit the earth and caused darkness to come over it for millions and millions of years. Well, may I offer to you, hallelujah, in the revelation and the word of knowledge from God, is that it may appear to be a meteor, but it was the day star, come on somebody, that fell, hallelujah, unto this earth and caused the earth to be without form and to be void and in darkness, hallelujah, for we don't know how long. That's how it all fits together, y'all. That's truth, hallelujah. Truth fits together. Truth is like a pathway, it's like a roadway, hallelujah, and it fits together, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the Lord is saying that in the beginning he was a murderer. Amen. When iniquity was found in him. Why? Because he had set himself that he was going to overthrow God. He was literally saying that I'm going to destroy God. I'm going to murder God. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to steal him. Steal, kill, and destroy all that pertains to God. Oh, I don't know what happened to him, but it seems he got lifted up in something, pride or arrogance or loftiness or foolishness, if you will. But the Lord said he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He couldn't abide in it. Amen. His pride and the lust of his desire, amen, for power and authority to overthrow God, to set himself up as God, caused him, amen, to fall from the knowledge of the truth. He couldn't abide in truth, because truth would have kept him straight. Truth would keep you in line. Truth would keep you on the right path. And he could not abide in it. Why? Because there's no truth in him. And so when he speaks, everything he speaks is a lie. When he opens his mouth, even if he's quoting the word of God, if it falls from the mouth of the devil, it becomes a lie. I mean, if that is his vocabulary, as my dear friend Reverend Gary Allen would say, amen. That is his language. Amen. Lie, 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 lie. That is his language. That is his voice. That is the language he speaks. Is lie. Everything he says is a lie. Everything he does is a lie. Amen. Even when he tries to quote scripture, even when he saw Eve in the garden and he tried to repeat that which God had said or charged her or suddenly came to her with the question, hath God said? He was saying a lie. He was weaving a lie. It became a lie when it fell out of his mouth. Oh, Lord God. Amen. Amen. So when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, amen. So we need to understand that. We need to understand. That's why it's good to not try to even get in the dialogue with the devil or the children of the devil, because everything they speak a lie. And y'all, I'm telling you, in this age in which we live, in this time of the spirit of Antichrist, and not even beyond the spirit of Antichrist, but the Antichrist proper, the Antichrist incarnate in the world today, and his children, amen, they have that spirit of Antichrist, and you are not going to overcome, amen, a dialogue or debate or discussion with the spirit of Antichrist in the natural carnal flesh. There's no, the only way you're going to overcome him, the only way you're going to defeat him, amen, the only way you have victory over him is by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is he that must speak directly to him. And that's why the Lord said unto the disciples, when they drag you in the courts and they drag you before judges, and they drag you before the magistrates in my name for my cause, don't even rehearse what you're going to say unto them. Just stand flat-footed before them, and then by faith open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit speak to them, because you will not overcome. You can't out-talk. You can't overrule. You can't win in trying to outtalk the devil, amen, in the flesh and in your carnality. I'm telling you, amen. It's because everything he says is a lie, and everything that you try to say to him, he's going to take and twist into a lie, amen. And so the children of the world and the children of the devil, amen, the children in their flesh, they're going to agree, and they're going to amen, and they're going to, amen, support him in that, amen. And that's the subtlety of it, if you will, if I may offer to you, is that, and that is what we're up against today. That is what we're facing today, you all. We're facing that spirit that Daniel saw in his prophecy. Daniel, where is that? Daniel, the 8th chapter, I believe, 7th, 8th chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because, and I always, this thing has always caused me to marvel at what Daniel saw, amen, is that when he saw Antichrist, he saw this king, where is it, Daniel, the 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th chapter, hallelujah, and let me try to turn to it right quick, amen, don't want to interrupt the flow here, but the point that I'm trying to make is that when he comes on the scene, is that he will, by the Bible says that by craft, amen, that he will destroy wonderfully, amen. Destroy. How do you destroy wonderfully? Here we go. Daniel, thank you, Lord. 8:23, where he says, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, and that's where this thing is headed, to the full, the transgressors, the children of the devil, amen, are, this time is coming to the full, and the king of fierce countenance and of understanding dark sentences shall stand up. In other words, this guy is going to be this Antichrist, this false prophet, amen, if you will, is going to be very religious. Amen. Religion is going to be his tool of choice. He's be very religious to understand dark sayings, understand parables and mysteries and sayings. And he shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Why? Because his power is coming from the devil. Amen. The unholy trinity, the devil, that old serpent, the devil, and then the false prophet. Amen. Amen. And then the beast. Amen. Which I submit to you will be computer related. This beast will be a counterfeit. The devil, that old serpent, is a counterfeit of God the Father. Amen. And then the Antichrist, or the false prophet, is a counterfeit of Christ Jesus. Amen. The Son of the Most High God. And then thirdly, this beast that comes up will be a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. And this beast will be some sort of computer generated hologram are somehow embedded in the computer system of the world, which will allow him to track everyone that receives the mark, and invariably, conversely, to be able to identify everyone that doesn't receive the mark. And he will be able to track all of the finances, all of the operation, all of what's going on in the world. He will be able to do it through this computerized system. Hence, I believe, is the number of wisdom given in numerically in this 666, because computers are all based on numbers. It's all mathematics. It's all computation. Amen. And so this beast will embed himself somehow into this computerized networking, amen, which will allow him to counterfeit that of the Holy Spirit, which is in all of us, amen, who is spirit, amen. And so, hallelujah, this is back to Daniel 8, the 8th chapter, he said, and his power shall be mighty and not of his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and continue and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people, and through his policy also shall cause deceit to prosper in his hand, or cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his part and in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. Amen. He shall also stand up against the prince, capital P of princes, but shall be broken without hand. Amen. And so I offer to you that this craft, if you will, it is what we look at in this television, in this communication system via the internet and via movies, via broadcast television. Amen. And so I don't have time right now to get into the depth of that. Amen. But we're going to come back to that and build on that some more, because I submit to you and give you a hint is that's at the heart of the vision and the commandment that I believe when I felt in my spirit, man, when God commanded me to do this very thing that I'm doing now, that this word may be embedded into the very system that the false prophet and the beast will use to effect the will of their father, the devil. Amen. That old serpent. Amen. Is that God? Because that's how God does. Amen. God uses the very thing that the enemy tries to use to destroy us. God used to bring about life and to bring deliverance and to bring victory. So in the vision of this ministry and what we're doing is futuristic, in that the word of God will be embedded inside this internet. Amen. This computerized, computer-generated internet traffic, amen, that the tribulation saints, hallelujah, prophesying now, will be able to somehow reach into it and find it, and it will serve to be a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation, a word of comfort, a word of strength to them, that they will do great exploits, amen, against the wicked one in that day, amen, because the church, the bride of Christ, is going to be translated up out of here when the Holy Spirit, the true Holy Spirit, is removed out of the way. Amen. Paul says he that lets, amen, will be removed, will be taken out of the way. And so when we are taken out of the way, because where the Holy Spirit goes, we must go. Amen. Because we are his temple. We are his dwelling place. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, amen. Amen. Another thing you might want to add to your arsenal. Hallelujah. I gotta move on, y'all. Hallelujah. Don't get me started up in here, off up in here. Glory to Jesus. Lord Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Another thing you might want to add to your arsenal is found in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. This is another thing you need to know about your enemy, the devil, is that he can counterfeit himself. Paul says is that, hallelujah, such as 2 Corinthians 11 and 13, Paul brings this thing to bear before us. In verse 3, he says, but I feel lest by any means as the serpent beguile, that is bewitched or fascinated, amen, Eve through his craftiness, amen. There's that word again, craftiness, amen, amen, or his subtlety, amen. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And as we said once before, see, the devil is wise enough and knows that he cannot curse you that are born again in Christ Jesus, amen, because you are blessed by God. That's what Balaam came to realize with Balak, amen. But just like Balaam, when we talked about beware the leaven of Balaam, Balaam realized that, like the, and the devil gave him that, the father of lies, I'm sure, amen, gave him that knowledge and that understanding to know that while he could not curse Israel because they were blessed by God, but that he could corrupt them. And so that is what the enemy, your enemy, the world of flesh and the devil, you all, desires to do. He knows that if he can corrupt you, whoa, Lord, if he can corrupt you, amen, if he can corrupt me, amen, that we cannot stand before, we cannot and will not come boldly before the throne of grace anymore, and that we will be drawn away, amen, in that like Adam was, we will find ourselves and see ourselves as unclean, as undone, as in sin, because we have been corrupted from our sanctification, corrupted from our consecration, from our anointed, set aside, holy place before God. Amen. And so that is what he's trying to do, y'all. That is what his plan is to corrupt us. Amen. From the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Paul's go on to say, for if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, and believe me, there's a bunch of them out there. When you talking to folks about Jesus, you better make sure you're talking about the Christ of God. Hallelujah. You better be sure you're talking about God in the flesh in Christ Jesus. Amen. That Jesus. Forget about Jesus of Nazareth and forget about you want to know today, because Paul said in 2 Corinthians the 5th chapter that we don't know him. We know no man therefore after the flesh. Yet though we have known Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 and 16, yet we have known Christ, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh. So when we're talking about Christ today, we need to get it straight, amen, who we're talking about. We're talking about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're talking about God who was in Christ Jesus, the Christ of God, the Messiah, the anointed of God. Hallelujah, amen. That God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. That we're talking about God in the flesh in Christ Jesus. That we're talking about that Christ. And so Paul said, if he that cometh preaching another Jesus other than this Jesus, back to 2 Corinthians 11 and 4, whom we have preached, or if you receive another spirit, amen, other than that which is given to us by Christ Jesus, amen, which we have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him, huh? You might listen to him, amen, because we ought to always be set ourselves to hear him who speaks, amen, who purports to speak in the name of God, amen. So he goes on to verse 13, he says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves, amen, into the apostles of Christ. And then he goes on and saying, here's the point. This is what you want to add to your arsenal, because Satan himself, verse 14, is transformed into an angel of light. The enemy, the devil, can literally present himself, transform himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, the devil's ministers, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Amen. Whose end shall be according to their works. And so why we ought to be quick, amen, to hear and slow to speak, but we ought not to Like John said, amen, we need to try the spirits by the spirits. Amen. We ought to be wise enough to know not to believe every spirit. Amen. First John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And by this you know you the spirit, capital S, of God. Every spirit, small s, that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. In essence, what he's saying is that every spirit that confess that Jesus was God in the flesh, amen, just put it plain, amen, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh is of God. Because I tell you what, that spirit that is not of God cannot fix their mouth to say it. They cannot fix their mouth. No matter, they may try to tiptoe around it, they may try to sauce you around it, but they cannot fix their mouths, amen, to say it. They cannot do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So finally, my brethren, it begs the question, what are we as children of God to do? Well, here's where it all comes together. Amen. And here's where it all comes together. Amen. Amen. You might want to take hold of 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Amen. Is a good jumping off point to bring this thing together. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, hallelujah. Amen. We need to learn from the examples, amen, that was set forth, amen, by the house of Israel. Amen. We need to learn from, we need to learn from that example. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Because 1 Corinthians 10:11 say all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. Amen. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. For God is faithful, hallelujah, who will not permit or suffer you to be tempted above all, above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make the way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. What is the wisdom? We need to flee idolatry. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot take the cup of blessing which we bless, amen, which is the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break, the communion of the body of Christ, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Hallelujah. Amen. So you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot do it. Hallelujah. You might want to dig into that whole 1 Corinthians 10th chapter there. Amen. So what is the conclusion of the matter? Hallelujah. What do we do with this? Hey, well, first of all, amen, with it all, you must be born again. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter. You must be born again. You must be born into the image and likeness of Christ Jesus. Amen. The last Adam, who is a life-giving spirit. Amen. The first fruits of the new creation of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Secondly, you need to put off the old man and put on Christ Jesus as a white linen of righteousness. Amen. Revelation 15 and 6 and Revelation 19 and 8. And holiness unto God. Hallelujah. Then you need to overlay that with the whole armor of God. Ephesians the 6th chapter. Amen. Now after you are suited up, hallelujah, here's what you do. A, you fall on your face before the Most High God to humble yourself before him. John 4, 6, 4th chapter 6 through 17th verse. For you can be decked to the gills, but without him you still can do nothing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Folks, for us, it begins with God and it ends with God. And everything in between is all about God. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Amen. Keep your hands clean. Keep your hearts pure. Set your minds on things above and not on things in the earth. He, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah. Take on then the mind of Christ. Romans 12 and 2. And Philippians 2 and 5 through 11. Amen. Amen. And then, if you will, my brothers and sisters, heed to our text. Amen. Let us conclude with our text. Amen. 1 Peter, hallelujah, the 5th chapter, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be sober. Come on, somebody. Amen. Time out for foolishness. Time out for reveling and for drunkenness and for whoremongering and for fornication and for filling the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and all of that foolishness. Amen. All of these worldly values and systems. Amen. We need to be vigilant. Amen. That is, we need to be determined. We need to be disciplined. We need to be steadfast, hallelujah, because you do have an enemy. You do have an adversary, the devil, amen. And in similitude, he is like a roaring lion. Yeah, yeah, he is like a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And listen, if you're weak, if you're unprepared, if you are unknowing, if you are exposed, amen, he will chew you up and spit you out. Amen. And go on looking for the next whom he may devour. Amen. But you, verse 9, amen, hallelujah, should resist steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. What? In the faith of Christ Jesus. Amen. In the faith of Christ Jesus, in our Lord and our God, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Listen, Christ left us in the world. He prayed unto the Father in John 17. Amen. That we would not be taken out of the world, but that we will stay in the world, that we will be a witness. Amen. Unto his glory. And as Paul told Timothy, he that will live godly in this world, amen, will suffer persecution. Amen. So the world hates you that are in Christ. Hates me. Hates us that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is warfare, y'all. This, we must know our enemies, not to take up the sword, the literal physical sword, or the pistol, or the gun, or the rifle, and try to go out and maim, kill, and murder, and shoot, and destroy everything and everybody that don't agree with what we believe. No, no, no. It does not work that way in the kingdom of God. Amen. We are about life. Hallelujah. Amen. And God must be glorified on earth as he is in heaven. Amen. So we do what we do through meekness and humility. Amen. Which is strength under control. Come on, somebody. That God may be glorified. We do what we do by faith. Amen. We preach, amen, the truth concerning God and his kingdom. Amen. We do those things that glorify God. We do all that we do as unto God. Because God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Oh God. And you don't want to see God's vengeance. When God's hand starts falling, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so in conclusion, amen, allow the grace, verse 10, 1 Peter 5 and 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us, who has summoned us, amen, who has called us out from the world, amen, unto his ecclesia, unto his church. He has called us out from the world, amen, called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After, come on somebody, you have gone through, after you have suffered a while, after the purging, cleansing fire of our Lord and our God have cleansed the dross from our life, and we have come forth as gold, amen, make you perfect, hallelujah, in every sense of the word, make you perfect, amen, establish and strengthen and settle you. Hallelujah. To him be glory and dominion forever and forever. Hallelujah. We bless you and thank you. Listen, we thank you for this time. Amen. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray this word have been a blessing unto you. I am out of time. I have got to go. Amen. But listen, we pray indeed, if you are not born again, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you will pray and receive him as Lord and Savior. If you will say a little simple prayer, something like this. Amen. Dear God, repeat after me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Come on, be honest. Dear God, I cannot save myself. Dear God, I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my body. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I give you my will. Oh God, I give you all of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Listen, we rejoice in you because the angels in heaven are rejoicing over that one soul that have received the salvation that is made manifest in Christ Jesus, that is the free gift of salvation that is wrought, amen, that is made that is in Christ Jesus, amen, this day. So listen, God bless you. We want to hear from you.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.